Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Amports Domestics Microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Get ready for your tailgate now. Wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and out every day. Six great flavors of slushies and the pickle bar. Led by the barrels and the dills. Indeed, second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Almost Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Bill Hillgrove today, coming up in a few minutes. Noah Reese, 406, King on today. Might be able to squeeze in Russ Eisenstein as well, the voice of Ohio University football. A lot going on. Meanwhile, we now go over to the panic side of the building.
A little frustrated with the Yankees last night with some embarrassing umpiring.
Losers lose.
But as far as the football game goes last night, very strange game, but that Bills defense is nasty, and the Bills showed why they are the Super Bowl favorites, even though it was a very unclean game for the offense, though they still scored 31 points, hence why it was a strange game last night.
Strange game, except you could see right away the Bills were better.
Oh, yeah.
Even at halftime, the Bills were better.
Absolutely.
And Matthew Stafford had nowhere to move. I mean, he just couldn't. They've got depth up front, showed. But Daquan Jones, big addition. I thought that Allen Robinson, they got to get Allen Robinson into the mix more. You almost feel like there's going to be a temptation on the part to go with Allen Robinson of re-signing Odell Beckham Jr. And the Bills looked the part. They looked good.
One target for Allen Robinson last night. One.
I know. It makes no sense. But they also had no place to go. They were so often Russ trying to make a play. Who the Eagles have in the opener? Anybody any good?
At Detroit, so better take care of business.
Ooh, I don't think you're going to win that one. They're actually, like, well-prepared, really well-coached.
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
I want to say, I think, what, you guys crushed them last year up there, right?
Yes, 44-6.
Oof.
Which was the start of the run and the turnaround last year.
That got them to the first-round blowout loss in the playoffs?
At least they got there.
I believe that game defined non-competitive. They didn't even compete on the coin toss.
That's pretty much right, but hey, we're on to a new season now, and they're a much better team.
Boy, thank God there was an expanded playoff. You wouldn't have made it. All right. Get
the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
I mean, in fact, if they could get it to 25 teams, I think that would help you out. You don't know what to say, do you?
All I can say is the schedule does get tougher as the season goes on.
It's one thing about the NFL. I mean, it's not about style points. It's about how many wins do you have. And that is really the bottom line. The whole thing is going to be staying healthy, especially with Jalen Hurts. Then keep him healthy. Keep him upright. I mean, Gardner Minshew was a backup quarterback. He can fill the breach for a couple of games. Anything long-term, you're going to have trouble. Every backup quarterback in the NFL is like that. They all are.
Also got to stay healthy at safety because it's already thin to begin with. Yeah, you got Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, but there's not much behind him and Marcus Epps.
You know, plus there's the Cowboy factor. I mean, the officials are going to favor them.
F-O-U-L-E-D, that spells foul.
Don't you think so?
I'm not that kind of conspiracy theorist against Dallas, but...
Your hatred.
I hate the Cowboys, but I'm not conspiracy theory.
You don't like them, do you?
I will tell you this. We're not picking this game. Yeah, no, we're not. They are going to get carved up Sunday night. I'm telling you that right now.
Sunday night is interesting because I don't really know what Brady can and can't do. He missed 11 days of training camp. Like, and who knows what he was doing. I mean, in terms of, like, what he was doing football-wise. But I don't know. And Brady with Tampa Bay, and what they had that opener with New Orleans a couple of years ago, he hasn't played great in openers lately. Sounds more like wishful thinking on your part.
Believe it or not, I tend to worry about these types of things when you miss that amount of training camp, but this is Tom Brady, and I'm actually not that bothered by it. In terms of for this game.
How much do you think I worry?
I think we all know the answer to that question.
I mean, why do you worry about these things?
Well, because it could play a part in the game.
Is it going to change your life?
No.
Exactly. Enjoy it. It's entertainment.
I do enjoy it.
I don't think so. It sounds to me like every game is like... I mean, now Lisa's yelling at you for yelling at the TV. Right?
Yeah, she the other night, the minute I turned the TV on and I saw it was 1-0 before the Yankees came back and won game one of the doubleheader with the Twins, she yelled at me for yelling at the TV when I literally just turned it on.
I mean, you yell at Perry Mason and you know he's going to win. All right, we'll come back with more in a moment. Bill Hillgrove as we continue here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Great to have you with us today. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. And very pleased to be joined by the legendary voice of the Steelers and the Pitt Panthers, the Hall of Famer, Bill Hillgrove. Bill, welcome back. Great to have you with us.
Steve, thank you. I appreciate that intro, and I'll send the check in the morning.
You got it. Anytime. You know how to make it out. It's with a PH. So Bill, obviously, there'll be a lot of intrigue with the opener. Do you find more intrigue with openers now in the NFL because guys don't play a lot in the preseason?
Well, we have one less game. And I understand Tony Dungy last night said that the second quarter of the Rams-Bills game looked like there were people with fatigue, and he said, and he goes old school, they should play more starters. Now, in all fairness to everybody, when Tony played and coached, the cap wasn't as meaningful as it is now. And, you know, those coaches are so afraid to get people hurt that they don't really play them much in the preseason, and now we're down to three games. You really don't know what you have, and you know, a lot of people still base their judgment of a team's ability going into the regular season on what they did in the preseason. I think it's impossible. I feel good about the Steelers team. A, the defense is going to be pretty strong. And B, I think the offense will be functional. And if you're in every game, then you have a chance to win games. And that's the point. You know, you don't get blown out.
Kenny Pickett, to his credit, as did Mason Rudolph, both had good preseasons. When you looked at Mitchell Trubisky, 71%, no turnovers. What did you think of him?
He's a very good quarterback. He has NFL experience. He's seen the game, and he's seen it at full speed, something that Kenny hasn't seen. And when people say, well, you know, and I heard callers on the post-game talk show say, well, are these coaches blind? Don't they know that Kenny Pickett's their man? And I'm going, whoa, whoa. Hey, history lesson, 2004. Tommy Maddox gets hurt. Ben Roethlisberger's on the field only because Charlie Batch is hurt, and so is Brian St. Pierre. If they are healthy, either one of them, Ben never makes the field and doesn't go 15-1. And, you know, I think that's a history lesson. I think coaches value experience, especially for quarterbacks. They value the number of snaps that you've had, and Kenny hasn't had that many. So, you know, let's just worry about Kenny down the line and just rally around Mitch Trubisky and hope that he's functional enough to score enough points to keep them in games.
I mean, Bill, you and I both know that because we've been around coaches so often, it's about trust, and it's not that they don't trust Kenny Pickett, but at least Mitch has a resume that at the moment they trust more. Is that fair?
Yes. And the fact that he's been there and done it when everything's at game speed, including the communication, and a lot of people overlook that part of it, you know, he's not going to get overwhelmed. And I think that's what can happen to a rookie quarterback, no matter how talented. When that game happens that fast and the communication is that instant, hey, you know, you could panic and hurt the team. So, yeah, that trust is something that they have to earn, and coaches look at it pretty much the same way, all of them.
You know, it's interesting. They made a couple of nice, I think, nice acquisitions on defense late in the training camp process. T.J. Watt's a given. Other guys are a given. What do you think those additions can mean to shore that group up and make a difference in games?
Well, look at who they brought in. They all have NFL experience. Malik Reed is an addition, but I think going into camp, we all knew that Miles Jack would bring them something at that inside backer position that we lacked last year. And everybody talks about the injury to Alualu and the unavailability of Stephon Tuitt. They missed Vince Williams. They missed that bumper in the middle, and I think they found one in Miles Jack. So let's just see how it plays out. Again, you're judging Miles Jack by his preseason performance. Nothing special, but you know what he can do in the regular season, and that counts more.
He's a pro's pro who can play both pass and run. I think everybody gives him a little bit of chance. They're going to see that, Bill. You and I both know that. The game, it goes to 17 games last year, right? Boy, it felt like a long season. You sat there for all of them. Did that extra game make it feel like a longer season?
It certainly did. That extra game seemed like three games. You know, it's just the nature of the beast. You get into that rhythm of 16 games. Heck, I remember when it was 14. of course, I go back to when the Dead Sea wasn't even sick.
But, that's okay.
It's a big adjustment for everybody.
Well, just so you know, I attempted to fish in the Dead Sea. All right, so... But my point on this is, and this is the part people don't take into account, it creates an attrition rate in the league. And it's almost like who can survive that, the attrition rate. How do you feel about that?
Well, I've said it, and I think history backs me up. The two teams left standing to play in the Super Bowl are generally the healthiest teams at the end of the year.
Exactly.
And or the teams that are getting better, you know, as time goes on. But I think health plays too much of a role, but that's the nature of the beast. It's not like a college roster where you have 65 guys going on the road. You have to, you know, play with 43. That's a big drop-off. And so attrition is even more pronounced in the NFL.
Pitt has one of the big games of the weekend. They've got Tennessee. It was a big win for Pitt last year going to Knoxville. How do you feel about that team after that really terrific win in the backyard brawl?
Well, they have a lot of things to work on, including run defense, and that was the most disturbing, although I think the coaching staff pinpointed the play of the outside backers, and I think this week against the Vols, you'll see them rotate those guys, and last week they kind of kept the two new guys on the field probably too long. So that'll be something to keep your eye on. What concerns Pitt? Hendon Hooker. I think 37 TDs and two interceptions in his career starts. That stands out. And he will be a handful. But I think Pitt's defense is good enough and quick enough and, I think relentless enough to put a lot of pressure on him, probably pressure that he hasn't seen for a while.
What kind of first impression did Keaton Slovis make on you, Bill?
He functioned. He moved the team. He made throws when he had to. He took a couple of bad sacks, and I think, you know, that'll be addressed. But I really think that the guy is somebody that they can rally around and win games.
Agreed. Bill, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for doing this. I know you had to get us in there. We appreciate that more than you know.
Hey, I appreciate it, and get back to me mid-season, and maybe all the things I said have been false.
Gee, funny, if I were to tell you the same thing about Penn State, I may have said the same sentence.
All right, Steve, great to talk to you.
Thanks, Bill. Bill Elgrove. Russ Eisenstein, the voice of Ohio University football in the next half hour. Merrill Reese at 4:06. King in the final half hour. Suits in the back warming up his vocal cords right now. Many in the sales staff have left the building.
And then he'll continue that on the hour and 15-minute car ride to Bill Hall.
You wonder why... The chief bought earbuds. I told him the key is wear earbuds, listen to whatever you want, and just look over and as the suit's talking, just not a lot. It kind of indicates you might be listening. A message from this station and the Ad Council.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK, Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Back here on a Football Friday,
yes,
on the Steve
Jones
Show.
Yes, the earbuds idea. You can always wait on the music. Let it breathe a little bit. God, you're just so antsy about everything. Golly.
I'll just keep you on your toes, that's all.
On my toes? I don't think so.
Yeah, that's a lie.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
What, if I don't pick up the toys in the next 5 minutes, you're going to... No wonder the kids mow the lawn. They're afraid. Jeez. You're a scary dude.
Every time they get in trouble, I say, stop acting like a Cowboy fan. You got to teach them early.
Yeah, but they have a whole bunch of Super Bowl wins. How many... Well, came up a little short.
You learn to preserve those moments.
No. Moment. All right. Tomorrow it's Ohio University here at Beaver Stadium. The Nittany Lions will play them for the first time in 10 years. And as you play them for the first time in 10 years, it's a get-to-know-you deal all over again. And Russ Eisenstein was here 10 years ago. So, joining us here in the Sunbury Motors studio is Russ Eisenstein. Outstanding play-by-play voice of Ohio University football and basketball. Russ, it's been 10 years. Where the heck have you been?
Well, it's good to be back. I got to tell you, I can't remember all the places that we went to when we were here in 2012, but this whole downtown area here, the whole place is just alive. And this place here, too, this is a wonderful place to do a show on a Friday of a Penn State home football weekend. And there's a buzz for sure. It's a really cool place to be, and we're excited to be back. 2012 was fun from a football standpoint from Ohio for sure. And we'll see what happens tomorrow. Yeah. Hopefully a good ball game.
Yeah, I think the last time I talked to you, we did an interview about the 12 game.
Yeah.
And, you know, we all know about the circumstances surrounding
sure.
it. I remember Mickey Tettleton's son was the quarterback.
That's right. Very good.
Tyler Tettleton.
I spoke with him last night. We did a show from Beaver Stadium last night just because we could. And so we were there from 6 until 7, and we spoke with Frank Solich. Tyler Tettleton was the quarterback. Dante Foster, who caught the touchdown pass to seal the game. And Tremaine Scott is a former D player who's the D tackles coach for Ohio, and so he's got the rare case of playing in that game in 12 and coaching in this one.
Yeah.
And so we it's special because they're rare. And this is in respect to Penn State's program. When anybody in the MAC beats somebody as storied of a program as Penn State, you remember those games for sure. And so we've talked about it a lot, 10-year anniversary.
Ohio University, by the way, deserved to win that day. Just played better football. And then, you know, Penn State eventually – you know, they lost that game to Virginia. We all know about, you know, missing the kicks. When they finally, it was a program that needed confidence. And when they beat Navy, right, it was Bill's first win, they kind of took off after that. And they started beating teams. The only team they lost to after that, they lost a game at Nebraska on a controversial call. They lost to Ohio State, and Ohio State was just better that night. Everybody else they beat, Michigan in four overtimes, everything like that. On that day, Ohio University played better football.
And it was just one of those deals where Ohio felt that they had a pretty good team coming in. And then all of the circumstances surrounding that game and leading into that opener. And you would have to be under a rock not to know that that had to matter in some sense.
Yes.
And then you could feel it in the stadium a little bit more, too. But as the game went on, you kind of get lost in that game. And Penn State was up 14-3 at halftime.
Yes.
But Ohio still had the belief, and Tyler Tettleton scored on a touchdown run. Mm-hmm. There were a couple of kind of fluky plays that happened. There was a deflected play that was a big touchdown catch, and mm-hmm. Ohio went on a long drive. Ohio's defense was really good on that day. And, you know, I'm glad that Penn State has been able to get to a point where the expectations are as high as they should be mm-hmm. for Penn State and move on from all that happened there. And we're excited to be back. It's a big ball game, obviously, for both sides. There isn't the off-field stuff going on, so we focus on football and hopefully the fun tomorrow.
So let's talk about last week's game. I watched it, and I listened to your podcast dealing with the opener with Florida Atlantic. Florida Atlantic had a game under its belt.
Yeah.
And Jack Ham and I were talking this morning. We are both really impressed with Curtis Rourke at quarterback. And he was, I think, 27 to 34 last week, if I recall correctly.
Yes.
Great decision maker. What does he mean as the rudder to this offense?
Well, the backstory there is that his brother, Nathan Rourke, is a record-setting quarterback at Ohio, and they're two Canadian cats. And he, unfortunately, was having a record-setting season in the CFL. And Nathan is so suited for that game as a Canadian born player. And if you follow the CFL, the British Columbia Lions were having a wonderful start to their season, and Nathan was a big part of that. He was hurt in the game, I believe week 8 or 9. But anyway, all that's to say that his brother Curtis is a little different than Nathan. And last week was his best start. Ohio only played 3 games in the COVID-shortened 2020 season. He started all those.
Yeah.
Then last year, Armani Rogers, who's now a tight end for the Washington Commanders, it was a bit of a platoon, and it wasn't a fully on-cemented number one spot, but he was the starter. And last week was his best game as a starter.
Mm-hmm.
He showed what we believe Curtis Rourke can do.
Right.
4 touchdown passes, ran for 1, didn't throw a pick. He was on time and on target. You're talking about inside leverage sort of slants, leading long passes down the field. There was a wonderful pass to James Bostic, a Vanderbilt transfer wide receiver, that was a thing of football beauty. So he was in full command. He didn't make mistakes. It was a really fun game. FAU clobbered Charlotte the week before.
Right.
And it was a big one for them. Willie Taggart's in his 3rd season at FAU. But Ohio was the smarter team. Ohio was the better team. And that was a barometer because it's a tough non-conference schedule. Ohio mm-hmm. plays Iowa State next week. So get that win. Who knows what happens against the Nittany Lions and Cyclones. Mm-hmm. And then it's Fordham and then into MAC play. And Curtis, to answer your question, he helped make that offense better last week. It was his best performance as a Bobcat.
I mean, Cross and Jones are nice-looking receivers. Sam Wiglis is a transfer from Ohio State.
Yeah.
Now, let's preface it by saying Sam walked on at Ohio State.
That's right.
He's not a scholarship player there, but he was able to transfer to Ohio University. He caught 2 last week, and the knee was down at the half-yard line of what could have been a 3rd.
Right.
You know, what kind of addition has he been to round out that wide receiving core?
First off, I've talked to a lot of power conference voices that have not gone that deep into the game film. What you just mentioned there about a knee down, it could have been a hat trick of a score. There are a lot of Power 5 announcers that might not have even known that, so kudos to you.
Oh, thank you.
But to answer your question on Sam, yeah, he played 13 games, walk-on at Ohio State, had him on the coach's show this past Tuesday night in Athens, and there's a level of maturity there.
Yeah.
And we talked about being in the environment that Ohio's going to be in tomorrow. Look, we don't have 100,000-seat stadiums in the MAC, as we know, and so having somebody that's been in that environment, even if he wasn't on the field all that much, he still has been in there. He could pass on that knowledge to these guys and maybe calm them down a bit. I joked with him that he's a red zone wide receiver, but he doesn't have the build of a red zone wide receiver, but he caught 2 red zone scores. And he was a good find. My broadcast partner, Rob Cornelius, and I, in breaking down the team going into the year, we thought that he might bring a certain level of confidence to Curtis Rourke, and he did. And then intertwine Miles Cross and James Bostic, there are some playmakers there.
Allison's a running back that had 7 100-yard rushing games, and he's got a shoulder. He's out for the year.
Yeah.
Julian Ross, I think, turned an ankle in the game. But Sia Bengura, was the workhorse guy, whether it's the pistol or the sidecar. What do you like about him as a running back?
He looks the part, and he performs the part. He's built solidly. He looks like, I believe, and I'm also a Northwestern fan,
sure.
too, so I watch the Big Ten a lot. He looks like a lot of Big Ten running backs, and he's got time to go.
Sure.
Obviously, now there's the transfer portal to worry about, right?
Know.
So you got to continue to recruit the players that you already have on your team and all that. But he hits the hole hard. He will spin. He will bang off of defenders. He had I use this term like spin like a dreidel. I'm Jewish, last name Eisenstein. So he spun off a couple of defenders last week, and he could take the contact too. He strikes me as a guy that could have a place on a Big Ten team, and I think Penn State fans who see 22 C.A. Bengura for Ohio tomorrow are going to be impressed with what they see.
Three-year starter up front, Kai Caesar, number 50 for the fans that will be watching him.
Yeah.
I feel like he is the anchor up front for you. Am I right or wrong about that?
You're right. He's a captain. He represents Ohio in a whole lot of ways, on and off the field. He is the model of a student-athlete that you'd love to have. He has fun. You know, at Mac Media Day, we had a great time talking about his attire, the suit that he put on, and how he represents the program. But he's a hard hitter. He could thump now. This is a very sturdy front seven for Ohio. The strength of this team is up front and in the middle. So much so that Ohio had to move some guys around out of that linebacker core.
Ben Johnson, that's
correct.
The next question.
Very good, yeah. So the D-line is good. They feel that they might have played some guys more snaps than they wanted to last week. Vonnie Watkins is one of the linemen what they talked about. But Kai is an anchor, and they feed off of him. And then moving on to the linebackers, it's a good front seven.
Well, Ben Johnson had been part of that. He got moved back to safety. But, look, he still creeps up and plays like a fourth linebacker in the box. At least that's my observation. He had 15 tackles in the game. Now, remember, Florida Atlantic throws the ball a lot.
Right.
But was there a concern, the fact that a secondary guy had to have 15 tackles, even though he does play up near the line of scrimmage?
No, I don't think so, because I think the game just kind of dictated that to happen. The unfortunate thing for Ben is, and this is, there's no complaining or griping about it, there was a targeting penalty in the second half, and so he'll miss the first half of this game, which is unfortunate. But that speaks to the depth that Ohio has at linebacker to be able to move him back there. There are guys in that linebacking core. Bryce Houston for Ohio, he wears 32.
Yes.
He has said that he wants 150 tackles this year, and he wants to be an All-American this year. And that's not selfish. He feels that he can do that to help his team win. And these are the type of games this week against Penn State that can allow that to happen for him. Key Thompson was out all of last year.
Yeah.
A fifth-year guy. He's out of Barberton, Ohio, a great high school football area where I'm sure so many great Penn State players have come from. So when you look at the middle of Ohio's defense tomorrow, and when you're calling that play tomorrow, those guys are active. Yeah. They can hit hard, and that is the strength of Ohio's defense.
Nathaniel Vakos wins the kicking job.
Yeah.
Right? Kicked two last week.
Sure.
I was impressed because, you know, because the other kid, Vandenberg.
Yes.
Vandenberg. Now is kicking off.
Yeah.
How impressed were you by watching a freshman step in and play the way he did?
First, it's rare that you have, on the MAC level, a highly touted kicking recruit.
Yeah.
They talked about him through signing day. They were ecstatic to get Nathaniel Vakos to come in. Out of Avon, Ohio, MAC's special teams player of the week, and he was cool, calm, and collective as a cat. And Ohio had some kicking issues last year. And so to turn to a freshman, he hit a couple of big ones, and obviously it was a three-point win, so field goals matter. And so that did for him, too, and it's a great sign.
What was Athens like during the Bengals Super Bowl run with Joe Burrow at quarterback?
Yeah.
For the uninitiated, Joe Burrow, the Burrow family is from Athens.
So there's a little town called The Plains. It's actually where I live. It's just outside of Athens. It's really, I guess if we were to say, a suburb, but it's not a metropolis of Athens. But it's a wonderful little town.
It's like us saying Port Matilda's a suburb. No, I'm just kidding.
So I live in The Plains. It's about, eight, 10-minute drive away from the stadium, and just a quintessential Southeast Ohio drive on 682 up there. And I see Joe Burrow Stadium from my place. I mean, you could see the lights from there. And so Joe and Jimmy Burrow, defensive coordinator in the 12 game, he retired to kind of follow his son. He and his wife, Robin, and they're just wonderful people. And so they followed him down at LSU, and there were so many LSU and Bobcat flags flying in tandem. Then it's a Bengals area anyway. Then there are so many Bobcat flags, LSU flags, and Bengal flags. So it started, you know, the Heisman Trophy and all that run and all that Joe did for Southeast Ohio and bringing attention to some tough things about our area, and food insecurity and all that. So he used his platform for good, and he's just a great guy. And then the Super Bowl, and you're thinking, man, he was in a state championship for Athens High. Yep. His dad, we broadcasted in his office, our radio booth, which is actually doubling as an office at Peden Stadium. Yeah. So to see him grow up in those pictures and all of that, and to see him do that, it was a state of euphoria. and it's one of those things where he's such a good guy. You know how it is. Sometimes when people have success, people just try to rip on them just because they're successful. Yeah. Well, there's not much you could rip on for Joe Burrow. Because he's successful and he's just a really good guy. Joe Cool for sure. And there were so many fans that weren't fans of the Bengals that were just rooting for him. And it was just awesome to see.
It's interesting because, you know, he went to Ohio State first.
Yeah.
And I was kidding around with Brad Nessler. I said, the difference between you and me is I've watched him warm up several times. You've actually seen him play.
And there was some talk like, well, all right, Jimmy is his father, and so right. maybe he's going to transfer to Ohio. Look, there was no ill will that he didn't come to Ohio. And transferred to LSU, and the rest is history.
Well, LSU is the cradle of transfer quarterbacks anyway, so
sure,
they're all over the place there. It's great to have you back in town. It's great to have Ohio University back in town. And I know it's September and October, so you get to play on Saturdays.
Yes, how about that?
Tuesdays and Wednesdays in November. Look, the MAC has to do what it has to do.
Yep.
I understand that. So, okay, what do you call it? You're the big, it's MAC Nation.
Maction.
Yeah. He calls it, he loves Maction.
A lot of people do. And we could talk for hours about the benefits and the tough things about it.
I can tell you the tough part about it is nobody in the stands.
It's hard on fans that have been diehard fans for a long, long time.
And I know why they're doing it. I got
yes.
it. You're trying to carve out a TV niche.
And that's what's happened here. So you give a little, you give up a little. You give a little, you get a little. But anyway, we'll be on your TV and radios in November on Tuesday nights. But I can tell you this. This is a great place to be. State College is a wonderful place. We had just such great hospitality in 2012. And we were out last night, Rob and I, and we'll be out tonight and burn the candle at both ends. So I'm sure some of your listeners might see us out tonight, and we'll have some good camaraderie, talk about the game, and hopefully everybody has fun.
The older guy here will probably be asleep by 10.
That's okay. You could come out with us until 10.
There
It'll
you
be
go.
Great.
Perfect. I look forward to it. Russ, what a pleasure. Thanks for coming down here. It's great to have you here in town. Great to have you back here as well.
Thank you for having me. And again, no notes on all of that Ohio stuff. The ability to remember all that's pretty cool.
Yep. It's amazing what you do when you guess. All right, we'll come back with more in a moment. We're at the Tavern in downtown State College.
On News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Yeah, as right now, we're going to rotate those guys by series. However it plays out with touches, it just really depends on the drive in the series and what's called. And you know, so that could be a little bit different. And then like I've talked about in the past, if one of those guys get really hot, then obviously the rotation could change. But right now it's 1-1-1.
Again, another very frustrating answer for you. You didn't like it.
Yes, this actually frustrates me more than the quarterbacks, because I know we didn't see a whole lot of I'm blanking now. But bottom line is, I think Nick Singleton needs to lead in the snaps.
You're killing it. You're killing us. You're killing us. I texted you in the break. You're killing us.
Yes. Catron Allen is what I was trying to say. I know we didn't see a whole lot of him, and I'm curious to see more of him, but I just really liked what I saw from Nick Singleton and the fact that Purdue had trouble stopping him when Penn State had the only set of momentum with the run game in the first quarter. I just like to see him get more carries. I'd just be curious to see how defenses react to that with his burst constantly and having to stop him. But, I mean, we'll see what happens.
You know why he gave that answer?
No, why?
To upset you.
There it is.
That's the only reason. They're going to go 1-1-1 tomorrow to start. Okay? And I talked a little bit to James about it this week, and I had a more extensive conversation with Jane Wansider about it. All right? Don't worry. Things will be fine. I mean, I don't want to sound like Kevin Bacon in Animal House, but I mean, it's all, you know, this, like, worry about your mortgage and your car payment. That's like, that's bigger.
That is a valid point.
I mean, I'm sitting there. Do I sound like I'm worried about it?
No, but you're also the guy that cut the lawn and chopped wood the day of the Auburn game last year, the Whitehound.
I had time. I used it.
I'm sorry. That's just my favorite story from last year by a landslide.
I don't live life in the fetal position.